From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried and the Florida Agricultural Hall of Fame announced its 2023 Florida Agriculture Hall of Fame inductees. Dr. John Woste is a now-retired dean and professor emeritus at the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Ag Sciences, and Gainesville native Donald Quincy, a fifth-generation Florida cattleman. The induction ceremony will be at the Florida State Fair's Agricultural Hall of Fame banquet on February 14th. The Congressional Western Caucus wants information regarding oversight of the Climate Smart Commodities pilot program. In a letter to the president, the caucus outlined concerns regarding the program, which was created with no direction from Congress. The lawmakers want answers to questions about how the USDA created the program, Wade submitted proposals, and intends to ensure the federal funding does not displace private sector investments. Trying to create more, better, and new markets for U.S. producers, the USDA awarded a total of $223 million in grants, loans, and loan guarantees to expand meat and poultry processing capacity. Agriculture.com reports the awards include $73 million in grants to the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program, $75 million to 8 projects through the Meat and Poultry Intermediary Lending Program, and another $75 million through the Food Supply Chain Guarantee Loan Program. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.